From the Heinz Convention Center, this is the Boston Bastard Brigade, live at the Penny Arcade Expo in Boston, Massachusetts.
Alright, this is Tom Cuz, Chris Perry, producer of the state.
First off, it's looking very impressive so far. How is Skate 3 different from its predecessor?
Well, obviously we get more time to polish the stuff that we did before. I think a big thing for a lot of people, if you're new to the franchise, we've learned how to teach people.
Yeah.
And so we have Skate School with Jason Lee as a coach. That's pretty cool. It's like having Earl just teaching you how to skateboard, which is rad. And if you're a fan of the series and been around for a long time, we allow you to customize a lot more of what's going on with the world. And by that, I mean the physics. So you can have a hardcore mode where it's a lot harder to skateboard. It's more of a sim. So a lot of our fans were asking for that. They're like, hey, give us a sim. So we did that. What else? We have Creative Park.
Yep.
That's huge. And the fact that you can actually like Creative Park, upload it, and then other people can download it, and you can have 100 slots for that, it's amazing.
Awesome. Now, how do you like doing the walking now? The whole setup with the walk setup.
Like, well, we had it in skate one, no walking.
Yeah.
Some people were pissed off.
Yeah.
Skate two, we added walking, but it was a little slow.
Yeah.
Skate three, we have more fidelity over the walking. You can run, you can jump, and a lot of the stuff that you can maybe hear in the background is the Hall of Beat stuff, and that stuff actually applies to you all the time. So if you're like running around the world and you want to jump, like just run and jump and judo kick somebody, you can.
So you basically pull a jackass move, so just run up and just drop.
But
somebody.
We do not encourage that. See, that's
in real
the
life. In real life, but we encourage it in the game, but not in real life.
In the game, it's up to you. We didn't tell you to do it. We never tell you to go throw tomatoes at people.
Yeah.
But if you do it, hey, that's up to you.
Is that kind of like your own little version of like Easter eggs, more or less, just like something little, just to make it laugh and keep you interested?
We were showing the game to some journalists, and they're like, they were an hour and a half into the game. Like, why don't you tell me R1 was to hit people with my skateboard? Like, oh, well, because we don't advocate that. Because we first and foremost, we're skateboarding, but stuff comes along.
So you don't condone violence, but yet we've got a competition here to
No, that's different. You cannot skateboard without slamming.
Okay.
Did you skate today? Yeah. Did you slam? No. Then you didn't skate.
Yeah, you didn't.
That's a question that we ask people. And Thrasher Magazine, Hall of Meat comes from Thrasher Magazine, so it's true to the roots of what skateboarding is. Every skateboarder puts slams in their video parts.
Yeah.
You just take and have fun with it.
Yeah.
So we have amplified it, and it seems to be the most popular thing. One of the most popular things here.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Because we were watching this on Friday, and you can hear just the crowd reaction just from the bum crunching.
Yeah, last night, I was sitting here, we took a picture from here of like about 50 people, and every look was different. Like, there was like grimaces, there was like people covering their eyes, and then there's this one like, little crazy kid. And he was just like so psyched. He was like right here. He's like,
they don't want it. That's how realistic this looks. People forget that this is just a video game. This is not real life.
And the audio guys. I want to give a big shout out to the audio guys because we turned up the audio and like we're like, oh, and you definitely know like when there's a crack, you're just like, oh, dude.
When you hear the bone crunching, it's just definitely like, oh.
And then every once in a while, you just hear face the metal, and there's a metal plank.
Yeah,
it's not a. And the place that we're doing it, stop at yesterday's, there is this metal bar, and when people would hit it, you're just like, they would scorpion, which is their necks on here, and their legs come up, and then you would just hear this smack.
Yeah. The other thing that I was hearing was the skull crushing sound, and I was just like, oh shit.
I skateboard in real life, and so like, I'm the worst spokesperson for this, because I really am not like into it. I've broken my wrist so many times and got so many concussions that I'm like, go nuts, kill yourself. Yeah. I gotta be over here doing stuff.
How did it get the sound? How did it make it sound so real? I'm curious about that.
They have audio. All the time that we're mocapping, they do it. But I think they do the other stuff, and that's the audio department. That's not me.
I know. I was just curious to see if you knew or not. But you were talking about the storyline, or actually one of your coworkers there was talking about the storyline. How has the world of Skate 3 expanded since the last game, which was We Skate It?
Oh, well, We Skate It wasn't really the last game, but We Skate It was like parallel with Skate 2. So really what we've been working on is sort of a trilogy. So Skate 1, we get sponsored. Skate 2, I don't know if you know the game. Skate 2, you were away for 5 years in jail, and you made a comeback.
Yeah.
So like, in case you didn't know. Skate 3, you're a legend. You've done it all. There's only one place to go with your career, and that is start your own company. So when you start your own company, you form a team, and then the whole goal of the game, it's really simple, sell skateboards.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
It's easy to explain to people now because we haven't done a great job. Like, being totally candid, we've been very much like skateboarders because we got to make this game, and skateboarders figured it out, and some gamers. Now we're just kind of like, oh, how can we explain? We got a really fun game. Part of it is just like sell skateboards. Everything that you do in the game sells skateboards. So, jumping off a building, people see that, that'll sell skateboards. You're the masochist. Building skate parks. If you build a skate park, you upload it, people download it, you get credit, you sell skateboards.
Wow.
If you're a graphic designer and you do the art, and because we have a graphics creator like Forza and all those other games, right? We've been doing that. You can put it on your board, you can put it on your shirt, you can create a brand, that's what you're supposed to do. And if you want to, you can. If somebody downloads your graphic, you can sell skateboards.
Oh.
Or you can go online, play it as a team, and our team kicks your team's ass.
You sell skateboards.
Capitalism
at its finest.
There you go. And that's
I love
truly
it. That's
all skateboarding is.
Now, you were talking about how we can customize it in a game.
Yep.
How about real life? Will we be able to, like, will you be partnering up with anyone where we can take our logo and actually put it on a real life skateboard?
No. I would love to do that. If we, good idea.
Yeah.
But we've always talked about, and this is what's really surreal. We have one of the pro skateboarders in our game.
Oh, yeah.
Actually is on a fake skateboarding team in our game. So he's on, his name is Joey. In real life, he rides for Cliché. In fake EA skate life, he rides for a team called The Couch.
Okay.
So he's on two teams.
Yeah.
He films videos for Cliché. He films videos for The Couch.
Yeah.
And it's so trippy. Like, just like the boundary between what's real and what's not, it's like merging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next thing is like, yeah, could you put your graphic on a skateboard? And that's up to you. It's not that hard. Call somebody, they'll do it.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that Jason Lee is in this game.
Yeah.
How did you get in contact with him? How did you convince him to be part of this video game?
Or did he come to you?
He didn't come to us, but at the same time, it wasn't that hard because he's grounded in skateboarding. I don't know if you guys know, he was a professional skateboarder. He basically, like, he took the 3-flip to the street. And, like, when I was a kid, I remember just like, oh my God, Jason Lee, best skateboarder. I had the experience of actually working with him and recording his audio for that. And the thing that was tripping me out about it is just like, other people in the room were fanning out, oh, it's Jason Lee, he was in Mallrats, he's Earl. And me, I'm just like, the 3-flip. He was in Video Games, The Gons. And so, everybody has their own perspective. To answer your question, we wanted to make sure that we can teach skateboarding to more people. We have not done a good job. That, like, I'll be honest, we've been just more like skaters, and it's like, yeah, dude, go figure it out for yourself. There you go. It's a hard game, you know. So we said, well, our game's not that hard. It's really not. There's a legacy of other control systems that I think kind of people are like, whoa, push this button, you grind. We're like, no, it's not that hard. But we haven't done a good job. So we said, how can we make it fun? So, ding. He has a character that he had the character Coach Frank for his own skateboard company, Stereo. Like,
really?
I don't know if he knows. It's been on YouTube for years, and I'm like, we're sitting there going like, Well, if we're going to do the skate school, we should get Coach Crane to do it.
Yeah.
We approached Stereo. Stereo's like, they know skateboarding, right? So they're like, oh, these guys are for real. They're, like, good. And so Stereo and Jason Lee were stoked to work with us. It was sort of like a...
Yeah.
It was cool. It was cool. Like, it wasn't like, oh, please, please, please. It was, like, we were nervous. We were like, oh, hey, could you do it? And then once he found out what we were... He's like, hell yeah.
That's great.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, how did you up the ante, or how do you feel, like, designing this game now when you're seeing that you've gone from skate, you know, 1 to 3 now? Like, how did you feel like you've gone, you guys gotten a little bit better in that sense, or are you expecting to go into skate 4 in the next couple of years after the sucker comes out?
Skate 4 is...
It's way down the road, I know.
It's like, we got to get the first skate 3 out. And then, hey, people like it. If that happens, I'm sure if people ask for it, we'll do it. And if not, it's been an amazing run. Like, as a skateboarder, we're like, as a company, like our whole team, we're just like, wow, we touched skateboarding.
Yeah.
And we did something for the skateboarding genre. That's been pretty cool. Like, we it's surreal. Like, I always say it's surreal. Like, I just see all these people, and it's like, I skated my whole life. I've been waiting for this game my whole life. I'm like, wow. You know, that feels good. What happens in the future, I don't know. But what I do know is that we got to a point where people can create and upload and share. They could create a skateboard industry virtually. Man, we could just kind of step back and go nuts.
Now, with the whole Wii setup that you guys made, are you guys going to make that, are you going to add a little bit more to that?
What's that?
You know, the whole, like, setup with the board?
The Wii.
And you said, with the Wii. I honestly, I don't work on the Wii. I worked on Skate It. Yeah. I worked on that. I do not know anything about us doing another Wii.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not saying we're not. I'm not saying we are. But I think I might know about it. I haven't heard of it.
Okay. All right. Or less, yeah, we'll keep that. But, I mean, more or less, we felt that when we dealt with that game compared to, well, Tony Hawk Ride, it beat the hell out of it, basically. It was kind of just like the way that it dealt with the movement and everything. I was kind of like, what the fuck was Tony Hawk thinking about when he was doing this shit? But when dealing with No, you can't. We are uncensored podcast, so we can...
No, I'm just saying.
Yes.
No comment.
No comment, but we acknowledge that. Yes, but more or less, it definitely feels great that you guys have been able to put this out here. And are you guys looking forward to, like, E3 and everything like that as well? Or are you going there?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
Like, I know. Del the fucking Home Sapien, Danny May are coming to our office, and I'm psyched on that. Like, I literally look at my, what's my on my calendar? I'm stoked, and then going to England, going to LA, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Like,
so you're just going day by day, you're like, getting sweeter by the day.
It's just like, it's a trip. Like I said, it's just like, we've touched so many people, and I'm just psyched to be honest.
Now, when can we expect Skate 3 to be on the shelves?
May 11th. That Shirley over there, she will get mad if I don't say May 11th. It's on the shelves, and April 15th, you can download the demo
on Xbox.
And so, all you guys that want to get good at the game, get it because we have a hardcore mode.
And
if you thought you were good at skate, and if you didn't think you were good at skate, there's the easy mode.
Yep.
Yeah.
And really, what that is tweaking the physics. So on easy mode, we tweak the physics to be more forgiving. On hardcore mode, you're not getting the help that you don't know.
Yep.
You don't know how much help you're getting. You're getting a lot of help. Yeah. So, like, getting into a grind, we're not helping you. And, like, dudes that are really good at the game are like, what the hell? It's like, well, you got to be good.
Yeah.
So the demo comes out April 15th. It has hardcore mode. All the homies that know how to play the game, try it because they better be good for May 11th.
Awesome. Guys, thank you so much for this. And I got to say, you have been the most energetic person through the whole 3 days.
No, the difference is I live the game.
Yes.
I skate. This is what the dream. Like, I use the word surreal all the time. Like, I'm always pinching myself. I'm like, I got to pick canned heat and put it in the game. I like it. You know, it's just like...
You were able to... Oh,
yeah, yeah. It's like, really? You're going to let us do this? And every once in a while, you look over your shoulder. And EA's been awesome about just saying, what's right? What do you got? What do skateboarders want? What should skateboarding, where should it go? And they've been, and I always tip of the hat, you know, they said, wow. Yeah, like, it's always like, wow, really? You're letting us do this?
Yeah. More importantly, what's making skaters fall off of their asses laughing?
I, and the thing, like I said, I just, I've been jumping out. Like, people have just been around the block looking at this thing going like, oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. I've been wanting to get live. We're just like, fuck, the line's long again.
It'll take forever.
Yeah. Like,
I want one of those shampoos.
Me too.
But thank you so much. And hope you can keep in contact. Very soon.